I'm Keith Peters reporting Tennessee lawmakers passed a bill allowing teachers to be armed.
Protesters chanted, "Blood on your hands." After Tennessee House Republicans on Tuesday passed a bill that would allow some teachers and staff to carry concealed handguns on public school grounds. The bill would also bar parents and other teachers from knowing who was armed. If Governor Bill Lee, a Republican, signs it into law, it would be the biggest expansion of gun access in the state since last year's deadly shooting at a private elementary school in Nashville. The proposal presents a starkly different response to the Covenant school shooting than Lee proposed. Republican legislators cast aside Lee's push to keep guns away from people deemed a danger to themselves or others. I'm Norman Hall.
The United States is unhappy with Russia's latest rejection of an appeal from an imprisoned journalist. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will remain jailed on espionage charges until at least late June. This after a Moscow court rejected his appeal that sought to end his pre-trial detention. Reaction from White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
It's just another example of the sham process that the Russians are running here. Evan's a reporter. He's not a spy. He's not a criminal. He needs to come home with his family right now.
Gershkovich was detained more than a year ago. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Democratic Senator Bob Casey and Republican challenger David McCormick will face each other in Pennsylvania's high-stakes U.S. Senate contest this fall. Tuesday's primary election put the men on track for an expensive race that's expected to help decide Senate control in the November 5th election. Casey's seeking a fourth term while McCormick is a two-time Senate challenger. On Wall Street, the Dow by 263 points. This is SRN News. A warning about Sudan.
More than 150 churches have been destroyed or heavily damaged over the past year as a civil war rages in that mostly Muslim country. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has issued a report stating that both the government and the rebels are targeting Christians and their houses of worship. The commission points out that under international law, combatants are obliged to avoid attacking religious sites. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Passover is taking place this week, but for many Israelis, it's hard to celebrate an occasion focused on freedom when some of their compatriots are still held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Anti-Semitism is also on the rise around the world. The Anti-Defamation League says it tallied nearly 9,000 incidents of anti-Semitic assault, harassment, and vandalism across the United States in 2023. That's up 140% from 2022. This is SRN News. The Dutch National Intelligence Agency says threats targeting the Netherlands are increasingingly connected to worldwide turmoil, including the wars in Gaza and Ukraine.
The General Intelligence and Security Service, in its annual report, says the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza and the destruction of a Quran outside Parliament last year are trigger events for extremists. The agency's Director General tells the Associated Press that he's particularly concerned about big events, noting the agency is working closely with French authorities to prevent incidents during the Paris Olympics this summer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport have unveiled a new security baggage system and dedicated baggage handling area ahead of the Paris Olympic Games. The new equipment includes a revamped scanner system. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.